Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Welcome back to Say Grace Podcast. Today I have a super special guest with me, guys. This is Donna Speed from the Dairy Alliance, and today she's going to talk with us about dairy and how it is good for not only a healthy lifestyle, but how you can have it in your weight loss. If you know anything about me, you know I'm a lover of all things cheese and milk and yogurt, and so I cannot wait to have this conversation with my sweet Donna Speed. Hey, Donna Speed.
Hey, Constance. I'm glad to be here.
We are so excited to have you. Okay, so y'all, Donna and I go way, way, way back. She literally, so this is so funny, and I don't even know if you remember this, but I remember being in college at Mississippi State. And so I was in the nutrition program. I knew I wanted to be a dietitian, but the thought of like trying to match, I mean, because I don't know what you guys know about, you know, dietitians, but we have to match to get to our internship. And then, and so for me, that meant, okay, I'm going to have to leave my family and my fiance and all the things. And so I remember someone said to me, hey, why don't you try to set up your own internship? And so you could do it through some there's only a few online, or there were back then. I don't know about now, but
yeah, just a few.
You could do it through an online type college and kind of set up your own preceptors. And so someone said you should call Donna Speed because they knew I was into public health. They knew I really liked the idea of working with the public and nutrition. And so I called Donna Speed, and y'all, by the time I hung up the phone with her, she was like, well, I mean, I would love to be your preceptor, but have you thought about Southern Misses program? And this is what you could do. And so literally it was like a God thing. By the time I had hung up the phone with you, I had my life plan, or my college life plan anyway.
I remember that conversation.
And we walked it out. I mean, I kept up with you, and I mean, it just, everything went as planned. And so I did. I went to Southern, and then later on, in my internship rotation, I actually did some time with you when you were in a different public health position. And so Donna literally has probably been one of the most influential people in my dietetic life.
Thank you.
Been one of the longest influencing people in my life. And so I just want, you know, I want everyone to know how valuable she is to me, and you know, how excited I am to have you here.
Well, thank you.
So, tell us about yourself, Donna Speed.
Oh, man, life is good. It's sunshiny today. You know, so I work for the Dairy Alliance, for those who don't know. And I tell people all the time I work for the cows of Mississippi.
Yes.
So, in our jobs, what I do is I promote dairy. I promote it with schools. I promote it with colleges. I promote it with professionals, healthcare professionals. I have a really fun, cool job. I've been doing this for 7 years, 8 years now, and I love it.
Okay. And so I think it's just so important that you have this, or that this job exists, because just like every other food or food group in, you know, in the world, honestly, all different foods get flack at some point or get questioned at some point. And so like, if you don't have someone there representing the truth about the specific food, the nutrition behind it, the benefits behind it, I mean, y'all know just as well as I do that it just depends on the day of what, you know, is the coolest and most popular thing in nutrition, whether the facts are true or not, you know? And so I just think it's so important to have your position, not only here. I mean, you're here local to us in Mississippi, but there's people like you.
We cover eight states.
Yeah.
So we have one or two of me in every state.
In every state.
I don't think they could handle more than one of me.
Donna got the whole state, y'all.
But, you know, that's like last week I was at the coast, and we had several schools that were awarded grants to start iced coffee.
Yes.
Because the kids, it shows they have 41% increase in milk. with iced coffee.
Yes, yes.
Girl, we gave out over 2,000 samples of iced coffee.
Are you so sick of coffee? Did you smell like coffee?
I did. My hands smelled like the syrup, even after I washed them. And then the next day, I'm back at another school doing it again.
Oh, my God.
But it was so much fun.
Yes.
The kids were so polite at all the schools. But, you know, it's just, we need to have dairy.
That's
dairy
right.
is one of the most important right. foods to me. And even years ago, I would tell people then, you need to eat your dairy. You need to have some form of dairy every day.
Yes. And so even like with the Got Milk campaign and all that, like that was popular back when I was a kid. And so, I mean, that campaign influenced my mom to make sure that we had milk. And so I just, you know, jobs like this that just remind us of the importance of the nutrient or of the food group is crucial for not yeah. only our health, but our children's health. And so I totally appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you.
And so Donna and I got to spend some time together. She invited me in November, was it, of 2023?
Yep.
We went to Nashville, okay? And so, what was it called? Like a...
It's an advocate training.
An advocate training.
We select one to three or four people from each state to go to an advocate training.
Uh-huh.
And with that, we do promote dairy, but then we try to include something else that will benefit. Our next one is going to be with college dining. So we're going to be talking about sensory perception, what that age group is looking for in college dining.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah. But so we went with media people.
Right. Me, y'all. They at one point we were titled as influencers, and I thought I was going to fall out because that is not how I feel. But it was. It was a group of women. And if you follow me on social, you
and
saw.
A man.
And man. That's
yep,
right. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
And
yep.
man. A couple men. There was a man presenter, and he was wonderful. A couple men presenters,
yep.
and they were wonderful. But so, yeah, it was people in the media. So people like me who are just out there promoting, like, nutrition and health in all different aspects. But it was only dietitians.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Everyone was a registered dietitian.
Right. And so, but their purpose of that whole, you know, gathering was to really, again, educate us and remind us, hey, this is why dairy is important for all the reasons related to nutrition and health. And so we also got to just kind of witness some of the different things that could be done with dairy. We did our own coffee cart
oh, yeah.
thing. And we also did a tour of a dairy farm, which I thought was so cool.
That was interesting.
It was just really nice to see, like, hey, this is where my milk comes from.
People think cows are treated badly.
Yes.
And they are. They're the queens.
Yes. I mean, literally, that is, I was like, okay, this is such a different perception than what I actually thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was going to look like
yes.
here. We create a cheese board, and that the cheese board spread was incredible, like something I had never seen. Like, it was just, and then, of course, filtered in was information around dairy and how to talk about dairy with, like, our clients and our followers and all of the things. And so I thoroughly enjoyed that trip. Like, I am here asking for all of the dairy farm trips.
It was so much fun. And, you know, seeing the charcuterie boards that everyone
mm-hmm,
made
mm-hmm.
and just making sure that, you know, that you did have the right information.
That's
you know,
right.
because milk has those 13 essential nutrients
right.
that we all need. And right now the American diet's lacking in four of the nutrients. Well, milk supplies three of those nutrients.
Right.
You know,
right. And then it's wild because, okay, people are not drinking milk. Right. But then they're also seeking, people are seeking superfoods and healthy foods, and they want
yeah.
to know the best things to buy, to drink. And it's like, I cannot count the times that people are like, I'm just going to switch my child to almond milk because she's two now. And I'm like, no.
Yes, please don't do that.
Don't do
yeah.
it, you know. So, but it's just because we are receivers of such fast information, and a lot of times that information is not factual information. It's opinions, or it's, you know, what worked for you, not what is, you know, evidence-based. And so I think most of us there were very well aware of the nutrition behind dairy and like why it's important, but it was really nice to just kind of get the updates, you know,
yeah.
and see the behind the scenes of some of that stuff. So we had a great time.
Well, and one thing that tickled us was we had posters about lactose intolerance, you know, mm-hmm, some of the pop-up mm-hmm. banners, and everyone was taking pictures of those so that then you could turn around and have that to go back and share with the people.
Right, right. And so I do want to talk about that here in a minute. So let's jump off. Let's go ahead and get okay. into some information about dairy. So y'all, Donna is just going to run through like some commonly asked questions about dairy. You know, I have clients, there's, you know, we have tons of clients at Perfect Fit. And so we get a lot of questions around a lot of different foods and food groups. And so I think what better than to have the expert here talking about the topic that she's an expert in. And so we are going to run through just some commonly asked questions about dairy, and then we are going to end it with just a fun Q&A about some of our favorite dairy things. Because I know y'all love to hear about, you know, the certain products and types of things that we love. And so we're just going to keep it dairy focused today. okay. But first, Donna, I do want you to just take a minute and kind of talk about why do we need dairy? And I want you to talk about it like you're talking to a room full of second graders, because, you know,
that's what we are sometimes.
Right, that's what we are. And most adults need it that way. They don't need the super scientific yeah. stuff. So go ahead.
Well, and you need milk because it has everything you need to grow and to be healthy.
That's right.
It supplies your bones, it, you know, your brain, your energy, everything.
It has. So milk has all three macronutrients. Okay. Yes. So my girls, we talk a lot about macronutrients, which are carbs, fat, and protein.
Yes.
And milk supplies all three of them.
All three.
Okay. And it's actually a high protein source.
It is. You know, a cup of milk has 8 grams of protein
eight
in
grams,
it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for someone who's trying to watch what they're eating mm-hmm. to, you know, help with their weight a little bit, you know, that milk is also going to fill you up some.
Yes.
And it's just a great thing to have.
Yes.
Yet when you look at it, like one study showed that people who were overweight, that their leg bones were stronger because of the weight-bearing exercise of having to walk,
mm-hmm.
but that their arms weren't. And these were people who were not consuming dairy.
Hmm.
You know, but then they compared with the overweight people, same percentage, who consumed dairy, their legs weren't any stronger, but their total bone structure was so much better.
Because of the calcium, the vitamin D, all the things that, you know, you get from consuming the dairy.
Yes, and we need that. You know, and there's some...
And guys, I'm sorry. I hate to cut you off. But to get big, healthy muscles, you must have strong bones. Like,
yes.
They are not separate. If you do not have strong bones, your muscles are never going to be what they could be. They are two in the same, okay? And then same with protein, okay? If you are trying to gain muscle, you know, or even maintain muscle, right, while you're, like, working out or losing weight or even just getting older, you just want to maintain that muscle, you must have an adequate source of protein to do that. And
yes.
So that is one thing that milk and other, you know, meat products, you know, animal products provide for us. Anyway, keep going. I'm sorry. Do you even
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, and that's like, let me tell you, last year I talked at a medical association
mm-hmm.
and
Ooh.
We had a booth. Well, it's the first time dairy had been represented there. Mm-hmm. And so some of the orthopedic doctors and surgeons came over and it was a group of them from two different offices. And both of them were like, we have found that our fractures in our high school and junior high kids, when we ask them, they do not drink milk.
Girl.
So if you've got a child who is not drinking milk, yogurt, cheese, mm-hmm. any type of dairy, you need to be encouraging that.
And again, that was not the case for my generation, because if your mama was like my mama, you were having milk at every
yeah.
dinner table, because the, you know, the commercials were beating it into their brain for a good reason.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so, yeah, that is so interesting, because they're drinking these loaded teas and almond milk and everything else. They're not getting, and two, they're being normal children, probably having, you know,
yeah.
the French fries. So where there's no calcium, there's nothing there in the French fries or the almond milk, or, you know, so it makes total sense
nothing.
In your brain, right?
Well, yes, it does. And you know, that's like when you're saying like almond milk, okay, like we call it an alternate beverage.
Okay.
Because that's what it
it's
is.
It's not milk.
It's
oh,
not milk.
Yes, I should stop.
And the only alternate beverage that the USDA allows is soy beverages.
Yeah.
But when you look at the label of those alternate beverages, oh my gosh, it has so much stuff in it.
Nothing. Let me tell you a sad note. Okay, so if you remember, Sarah Mason had FPIES when she was a baby. Okay, so one of that, so FPIES, you guys will have to go back and listen to my FPIES episodes. I think we had two of them, and you can learn all about it. But it was a rare food allergy, and so we had to exclude a lot of foods at a young age preparation just to make sure she was not going to have a reaction that would send us to the hospital. Okay, so milk was a higher reactive across the board. Now, we had not tried it with her yet, but they suggested putting it off just because of the dairy. Okay. Yeah. Do you know that my little dietitian brain, I mean, I about lost it trying to find an alternative beverage, right? That had in my, I know what our babies need at that age, right? For their brains, for their bones, for everything, for their solid growth. So here I am sitting down at my meal planning, program on my computer trying to plan out her meals to make sure that she's got enough food and enough combinations of other foods that would have in really just been pulled off if I was able to give her milk. And one of the first things that I did, you know, as we progressed through her foods and she was passing foods and we were like, okay, maybe she's not going to have a reaction to everything, is we incorporated milk back in. I mean, it was insane. And so to think about, I was forced to remove that. And a lot of people are just not educated. A lot of moms or adults or whatever are just not educated on like
the benefits.
The benefits or the possible, you know, issues that can arise by just pulling that out of their diet.
Well, and you know, if you're wanting to eat healthy, milk is one of the foods you can include all the time. And it's cheap. A glass of milk is only 25 cents a serving.
Right.
You can't go buy a protein supplement drink for anything near that. Mm-mm. The same way like with the iced coffees. If your teen doesn't want to drink regular milk, make it into an iced coffee.
Or chocolate milk.
Or smoothie. Yes, chocolate
My girls love chocolate live milk. And die by chocolate milk. And I'm just like, okay, you know, like we're going to have it. If this is Glory, Sarah Mason will drink white milk. But Glory, my bad second child.
She's not bad.
But she presses me, you know. And so part of me is too tired to even fight back. And so chocolate milk is one of them. You know, Sarah Mason don't drink white milk, but Glory's only going to drink milk if it's chocolate. And I'm like, okay, baby, we're going to have chocolate milk every morning then. And that's going to be just fine. You know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with it. There's not that much sugar in it. And chocolate's a great drink for when you work out.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. A lot of my clients ask me, what I'm starting to work out, what should I have, you know, after my workout? And I'm like, a glass of chocolate milk.
Do not get
over there and online and get super overwhelmed with the protein supplements and all that, because honestly, like, we don't even really need it as women unless we're doing some kind of like really hardcore exercise. And even Jess now, he does some hardcore exercise. So he does have protein powder, but I make him use half a scoop of protein powder with milk because it saves our price. It saves our cost on that protein powder. Otherwise, if he was doing two scoops plus water every day, we'd be spending so
You'd
much
be broke.
Money on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, babe, and it goes down easier for him, you know, with the milk. So it's a win-win. For we go through like 2 gallons of milk a week here. So
well, that's good. You should be going through 2 or 3 gallons. I go through 2 gallons a week at my house, and there's just two of us. So, you know, I drink a lot of milk. And you know, that protein and the chocolate milk with electrolytes and everything you need.
And so I hit on this a minute ago, but I want to hit on it again, is that because milk is an animal source, so we hear, right, whey protein for after the workouts, whey protein's the best, okay? Because milk is an animal source, you get all of the essential amino acids that you do from a whey protein source. So our animal proteins give us all the essential amino acids we need, which are things we have to get from food, okay? And we need all these different amino acids to make up protein, to give our bones or our muscles the best that they need and all that. And so because of that, milk is an animal product which has all of these essential amino acids. So it really is serving your body best.
Correct.
To give it that whey protein, which comes, y'all, whey protein comes straight out of milk. It is broken. If you are buying a protein supplement, they are sucking it out of the milk and putting it in powder form, okay?
And, you know, the thing about milk, when you buy it, it was in the cow 48 hours ago.
Yes.
You know, within 48 hours, it is on the shelf in the grocery store.
The coolest thing I learned in Nashville, one of the coolest, is how you can scan where's my milk from or whatever.
Yes.
And so I went to Kroger after we got home and I got a gallon of milk and I put in the scan code and it was from the dairy farm that we went to. And I just
thought, oh, really?
Yes. I told my girls, I said, Mama saw the cows that made this milk right here. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Okay, so I told Donna Speed we was going to be here for, it's already been 20 minutes, Donna.
Oh, wow, okay.
When I told her we were going to be here forever, I can't. Okay, so anyway, Donna has already covered, you know, just to recap though, you know, almond milk, oat milk, those type of things are not considered
alternate beverages.
Alternate beverage. I'm going to have to start saying that. Okay. Oh, I do. Let's talk about this though. Talk about the recommended serving sizes.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
So with, children, toddlers, they need like 2 cups a day.
Okay.
Once you get to about teen, you need 3 cups a day and adults need 3 cups a day.
And or, is this just milk or can it be like
it can be yogurt, okay. A cup of yogurt, mm-hmm. 2 cups of cottage cheese, mm-hmm. could be an ounce and a half of cheese for a serving.
Okay.
Or like with you, it might be 3 ounces of cheese for a serving.
She knows, my, y'all.
My grandbaby was told years ago when she was having stomach issues not to drink milk. So okay. Addison still doesn't want to drink milk.
Okay.
But I make grits with milk, oatmeal with milk, uh-huh. mashed potatoes with milk.
And she can tolerate that.
Oh, it's she can she can tolerate milk, cooked, but been, the doctor told her not to drink it. She can tolerate ice cream, cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese. She can tolerate milk.
Okay.
But like I'll give her smoothies or I'll make her a milkshake.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just like a straight cup of white milk. You know what I mean? It can be, I mean, it can be cheese. Like, you can have cheese. And I am a living, breathing testament that you can eat a lot of cheese and still lose weight. But also the cheese is the healthy part too. You've got the good stuff in it that comes straight out of the milk that we've been talking about this whole time.
And cheese is, okay, you know, you don't have to have the low fat if you consider the fat when you're planning your meals.
That, oh, she hit it, y'all. You do not have to buy that low fat.
Yes.
If you just account for the fat that is in the cheese, and that's with any food.
Any food.
Any, yeah. I mean, as long as you are balancing it and kind of paying attention, like it low fat, low protein, low carb, whatever, like as long as you are paying attention, you can have it all. You can fit it all. And you just summed up the whole program at Perfect Fit Nutrition, Donna.
Well, and like I love homemade pimento cheese.
Oh, me too.
And I love that with a glass of milk.
Yeah. Well, oh my gosh.
Boom. I'm getting all kind
you got
of calcium.
All your dairy for the day in that meal. But we have on my client's dashboard, we have a pimento cheese recipe because people love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And something that's good and they're not having it right now is a smoked Edam cheese from Aldi.
What?
Oh, I've been mixing that with other cheeses to make my pimento cheese.
Wait, but they're out of it right now?
They have not had it for like a month now. And I even checked when I was on the coast at 2 Aldis down there. They didn't have it either.
Okay, I need you to text me when it gets back
I'll let you know.
That sounds delicious. If
there's any left after I clear them.
Okay, bring me a block, man.
I'll have to.
Okay, so one question though. What if, because you mentioned Addison, what if I have a client or you know someone that doesn't, like they literally cannot tolerate dairy.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Okay, first off, we need to know for sure if it's a milk allergy or just a milk intolerance. With a milk allergy, they can't tolerate any form.
Okay.
So no cheese, ice cream. Nothing.
Okay.
But with the milk intolerance, most people can still tolerate yogurt and the hard cheeses.
Right.
You can get the lactose-free milk.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get enzyme pills that you can take before you
consume
milk.
So my sister, and I don't think she'd mind me sharing this, but her daughter has had, she's got an almost 2-year-old, and she's had issues. I think I've texted you about this before.
Yeah.
She's had issues with milk and like just like nasty diapers. And I don't know. It's just like things that we're like, but she's actually put her on the lactose free, and it has been a game changer.
She's doing good now.
Yeah, she's doing wonderful. She loves her milk. You know what I mean? So yeah, there are other alternatives. And with the lactose free, you're still getting
all the nutrients,
the balanced macros. Like, it's still the same thing. They have just literally taken out that lactose that is what is the cause of a lot of the stomach troubles or whatever.
Correct. So, you know, I mean, it's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with doing that. And some people, if it's just a little bit mm-hmm. of stomach distress, then they might can tolerate the ultra pasteurized.
Oh, okay.
Which is like the shelf stable type.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That sometimes works well for people.
Good to know. All right, Donna, what are we missing? Anything? I'm ready to get to the Q&A.
Okay, go to the Q&A.
Did we miss any topics?
We've talked about the nutrients in mm-hmm. milk. We've talked about lactose intolerance. Mm-hmm. We've talked about alternate beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I do want to stress, too, let me just talk a minute for about cow treatment.
Okay.
Because people do worry that dairy cows are not treated well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dairy cows, all they do all day long is sit and eat, mm-hmm. lay in a bed of sand or straw.
Saw it with my own eyes, people.
Yeah, they have misters and fans to keep them cool, and they go get milk twice a day.
And I mean, like, we can edit this out if we need to, but like, honestly, they're an animal, and they were also put here on this earth to produce milk.
Correct.
They weren't put here as human babies. They weren't put here as, you know, horses. They were put here as animals meant to produce milk for our consumption. And I think, from what I saw with my eyeballs, they're being treated pretty dang good, you know, especially considering, imagine how cows lived, you know, 200 years ago or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're living way better now.
And, you know, the farmers have actually decreased the greenhouse gas emissions because they're using less soil.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed the feed, mm-hmm. so they don't have to use quite as much of that. And the cows will eat things that we can't consume, like orange peels and, you know, seeds.
Some good
and
solid
shells.
Fiber and nutrients.
Yes. Good. And, you know, now a cow drinks a bathtub full of water in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to drink about a fourth of a bathtub
mm-hmm.
if it's a small bathtub
mm-hmm.
ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that's fun to know is that when cows are hot, they don't make as much milk.
Yeah, so they have to stay cool.
Right. So when you wonder about the dairy farms in Mississippi, one thing that's hard for the dairy farmers here is that we have that Mississippi heat, and they don't make as much milk when they're hot.
Yes. And I remember the dairy farmer kind of talking about water, like last year during the drought, like how much money they were spending on water. For these cows. I mean, they're not just going to neglect them because aside from, you know, the fact that they're treating them well, like, it's also their business. And
right.
so they're not going to just sit out there and let these cows get hot and not produce. I mean, they're wanting to take care of the cows because they get the milk tested, correct? The milk is tested before it hits our grocery stores to show that it's
no
got
hormones,
the nutrients.
No antibiotics in it.
And it's balanced how it should be in order for human consumption.
They don't really check the balance because the milk is milk anyway.
Okay.
But they
do
check it for antibiotics.
Yes.
They check it for anything that would be harmful.
Like for us.
And like if there is anything in the milk, they toss it.
Yeah.
If a milk is sick and they have to be put on antibiotics, if a cow is sick
mm-hmm.
and has to be put on antibiotics, then that cow is still milked. Otherwise, she'd be hurting.
Right.
But
it's
then
discarded.
They turn around and,
mm-hmm.
right, they don't use that
and
milk.
And they separate that. We saw that it's called the cow hospital. And we saw all the little cows that maybe had been sick and they were separate from the rest of them. Like there was no transmission or anything like that that could be. And they wait till the antibiotics have run their course. I mean, just like a human, right? They wait till the antibiotics have run their course.
And they keep testing the milk for about another week before they'll put them back in.
Yes. And I will be honest, like that trip for me, and I think I said this on my stories at one point, I was buying my kids organic milk because I was buying into the hype about the hormones. And that trip for me showed me, Jess Shelby was so pumped. He was like, baby, we're going to save $10 a week now because I'm not buying the organic milk anymore. I'm buying regular milk. I saw with my own eyeballs. I saw the machine that the milk's processed through. I heard about the process. Like, I trust the system. And, like, I trust now that there's nothing in that milk that would harm
nothing,
my kids.
Yeah. Nothing at all. You know, the dairy farmers take really good care of that. Now, when you mentioned the water, do you remember when we were talking about the water at Nashville? Mm-hmm. You know, they use water in the cooler when they first milk the cow to help get the milk cooled down.
Right.
Then they turn around, they take that water, and they use it to water the cows.
Yes.
Then they turn around, that water is then used, what's left is used to wash off the cow manure and any of the waste that's on the ground. Then that water is collected and is put out on the fields for fertilizer.
Oh my gosh, how genius.
So the water is used so many times, and in some of the bigger dairy farms, they even collect all of the waste and use it for methane gas, and then they turn around and they're able to generate electricity from it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
So, like, you know, there's no waste. Dairy cattle only contribute 3% to emissions on the earth. When people want to say, Oh,
right. But let's talk about the cars driving on the road. I mean, you know, like,
that
please.
Causes more industry. Right. That's the biggest.
It's common sense. I know. But again, y'all, this is like, because we are a free speech kind of country, like, people have said things that, you know, in their own agenda that could make us believe otherwise. And so I am so glad to have you here to kind of remind us.
I'm glad to be here to tell everybody
the truth of things. Okay, let's get to this Q&A though.
Okay.
Did you bring your three questions for me?
No.
Okay, are you going to come up with them?
I kind of have some.
Okay. So Donna and I are going to go back and forth. We're going to ask three questions apiece, just about dairy, okay? Our thoughts on certain things or our preferences on certain things. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Okay, I would like to know, how much dairy do you consume in a day and in what forms?
Girl. Okay. Well, I wake up and I have coffee creamer in my coffee. I use dairy coffee creamer. Y'all, and this is actually a conversation in my group a lot, because some of the alternative beverages, alternative beverages, coffee creamers are lower in calories, okay? And some of my girls are like, well, should I trade my favorite coffee creamers in for these alternative beverages, okay? And I'm like, well, they're lower in calories because they're also lower in macronutrients. They're basically water, you know, water with some flavoring added.
Correct.
And so for me, and also it tastes like garbage, in my opinion. Like, for me personally, which I feel I've noticed is pretty common across the board, my cup of coffee is sacred in the morning. Like, I want it to taste right. I want it to feel right. I just got me one of those Ember mugs to keep it warm, you know. And so most of my ladies feel that way. Most of my ladies are mothers of children that suck the rest of their day. You
know, they want that coffee before the kids get up.
That's right. They want that coffee and they want it to be good. And so one of my themes is, we are not going to wreck our cup of coffee in the morning over some calories, okay? And especially for something that's not really providing a whole lot of nutrients, okay? Yeah. So for me, I get coffee creamer in my coffee every morning. And right now I'm on the Chobani. Have you had the Chobani brand?
No, but I saw you talk about it.
It's so good. The sweet cream is so good. But in the winter months, it'll be peppermint mocha. And then in the morning, I usually have peanut butter toast in the morning, so I'm not getting a lot there. But I have a salad almost every day at lunch. And I put, Jess and I grate our own cheese. And so I put cheese on top of my salad. I also usually do a creamy dressing. So in my program, we do a lot of lightened up creamy dressings, but they always include real milk.
Okay.
It's usually like skim or 1% milk to take that fat down a little bit. But it's got like Greek yogurt mixed into the dressing,
so
or mayonnaise or sour cream and milk. So right now I'm on a comeback kick. And so it's got, you know, the milk and the Greek yogurt and all that in there. So I've got two sources on my lunch. Oh, sometimes for a snack, I'll have a yogurt, like a little Greek yogurt with honey and berries on top. And then Donna Speed dinner time, Girl, we is all up in some dairy in the Shelby house. Cheese goes on almost everything we have. I do make a lot of, like in the wintertime, I make a lot of soups. And so I will use half and half and thicken it up with cornstarch so that I've cut some of the calories that way. And then just come in with that cornstarch. But that's because I also know that we're going to put cheese on top of it. Like if it was, you know, I would leave it full fat if I knew that I wasn't getting a ton of other fat elsewhere. And so, yeah, I mean, we have casseroles with cheese. We typically have a veggie. Sometimes I'll put cheese on top of the veggies. We are cheese people, if you cannot tell.
We are too at my house.
I mean.
But you know what I do with my coffee? Now I'm, because of doing so many of the Moo Brew, the iced coffee programs, I just use my milk in my coffee and then add some sugar-free syrup.
Okay.
Some of the coffee syrups. And you can get those cheaper at some of the stores instead of at the grocery store.
Yes, I see them at TJ Maxx all the time.
Yep.
And my girls love those. My clients love that. A lot of them do that. A lot of them, because it's the way they like it, they'll do half and half with
some of that.
Yes.
We did a strawberry shortcake iced coffee last week. Oh, I didn't think I'd like
it. Really? I know. It's kind of, that kind of confuses me.
Yes, but you know, it was the concentrated coffee with milk and two squirts of the sugar-free strawberry syrup and one squirt of the vanilla.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was so good.
That is, I don't know. That is,
I didn't think I'd like it either.
I know. Okay. So let me ask you.
Okay.
Okay, if you had to pick your favorite dairy food item, what would it be?
Cheese.
What kind of cheese? Okay, you already said it, that Edam, that smoked Edam, is that your favorite?
That smoked Edam. I like any kind of cheese. I like Swiss cheese with apples. Mm-hmm. I just like any kind of cheese.
Okay.
And we do use cheese a lot.
Yes. I mean, we go through some. Cheese board is my love language. I mean, Jess and I went to New Orleans last week and we got a cheese board and a glass of wine, and I looked at him across that table and I said, "This is heaven. This is my version of heaven." And he said, "You are too easy to please." But it is. I just love the way, like, you can pair cheese with fruits or with honey or with different crispy crackers. Like, you can change up and add a few crackers and the whole thing is, you know, a different experience. I'm not as crazy about some of the meats that I'm like a basic. I want, like, give me prosciutto and pepperoni, and I don't want none of this other stuff that I don't know what it looks like. But so I'm all about the cheese. So.
Well, New Year's, we had eight girls spend the night.
Oh, yes. Okay. I saw this.
And
okay.
So they each made a charcuterie board inside a little metal pan.
Yes.
And we had different kinds of fruits, and I had three or four kinds of cheeses. They cleaned me out of the fruits and cheese.
Yes.
They did not eat the crackers.
No,
they didn't go
that's
for
how
the
my
meat.
Kids are.
They wanted the cheese and fruit.
Yes, that's how my kids are. They want grapes, they want strawberries, they want cut up apples with the cheese. Yep. And like they get so excited when it's a cheese board dinner. Not at my house.
Now Addison loves blackberries and raspberries too. I'm going, you have to like some of the most expensive fruit
girl,
to buy
and
right
they don't
now.
The blackberries and raspberries don't last long.
No, we've already gone through a big container of both since Sunday.
Golly. Okay, what's your next question?
My next question is, what is the weirdest or most different way that you consume dairy?
Okay, so I would say, we're not going to call it weird because it's already got a stigma. I often blend up cottage cheese and mix it into meals that I then bake. Okay? So, like, have you seen me advertise my macaroni and cheese? Like the perfect. Okay, so we have a perfect fit macaroni and cheese that is literally loved by all. Like, I have challenged my clients, if you don't like this, I will buy your groceries back. And it is, what I've done is I've cut some of the cheese in it, okay? Not all of it, because macaroni and cheese is cheese, right? But I've added blended cottage cheese into it to keep that creaminess, to keep the decadence of it. Because once you mix it all together and then you add, we still add about a bag of cheddar cheese too and a little bit of Parmesan. It makes a huge pan. But once you blend all that together and then bake it, like, you don't know the difference. Like, it's not like eating cottage cheese with a spoon, which I know a lot of people struggle. That, you know, cottage cheese is not a preference for a lot of people. And but this way, you are literally eating cottage cheese, and you, I make it for all occasions. In fact, I was asked to make it for my family Easter, like my whole entire family, like 100 people this coming up weekend.
Yeah, I've seen your family pictures.
Okay. And like this podcast will air after it's over, but they will not know that there's cottage cheese in it.
Well, because you can eat cottage cheese. It's a great dairy source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the recipes that we have, like, on our website, thedairyalliance.com, okay, we have a lot of good recipes. But like one recipe that I did for a sampling with teens was cottage cheese with instant pudding mix.
Oh, Donna.
And
oh, my
milk
gosh.
And blended it all together. And it was so good.
Really? Because, you know, there was a TikTok fad here recently, which I don't have TikTok, but all my clients were talking about it. They were like, Constance, all these people are talking about all the different things you can do with blended cottage cheese. And we're over here like, duh, you know, because we've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
And so people will make ice cream with it.
Yes.
You know, and it's,
yes,
it's that same idea. I mean, I personally cannot, like, cottage cheese with a spoon is not my favorite thing. Like, I'm not going to eat that often. Okay. But we keep cottage cheese in the refrigerator every week because I use it in other things, you know? And so just because, you know, that's what I tell my clients all the time. Like, just because you look at cottage cheese and you're like, okay, I can't handle eating that with a spoon, that doesn't mean that you would also not like it mixed into dishes, because it's so creamy and it blends usually with the flavors that we pair it with. Right.
Well, and I looked and I didn't have any. I was going to bring you, I make a sausage cottage cheese quiche. But I do them little beady.
Yeah.
And I use like flaky biscuits and split those each flaky biscuit into about three layers for a crust. And then it's just eggs and Parmesan cheese and sauce and cottage cheese. And I'll bake off 100 of them and freeze them.
Freeze them. That's a great idea.
I need to send you that recipe so that you can lighten it up some more if you
want to. I know, that sounds pretty good. That sounds like you're doing good. Okay. All right. So, okay. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
It depends on the time of the day.
Okay.
Because it would either be pistachio or cherry vanilla.
Okay.
Or homemade.
Okay.
Or vanilla with chocolate syrup on it.
Oh my gosh. You know, I've never had cherry vanilla ice cream.
It's good.
Is it? Now, pistachio is my father-in-law's favorite, and my kids think he's the weirdest. Like Sarah Mason came on, she said, Mama, I thought Papa had mint chocolate chip, which is her favorite, and it was pistachio. She was devastated. But yeah, those are not my favorites, Donna.
Well, and we were not keeping ice cream at all. Well, then Addison's mom kept saying, well, let's have some ice cream. So now we keep ice cream all the time. And when I had strep throat before Christmas,
I just couldn't
have made it without all that ice cream.
Yes. And too, you were getting, I'm sure you didn't want to eat much. And so you were still getting some good substance from cherry vanilla ice cream.
It was so good too. It really was.
I bet. My throat was hurting this past weekend. And I thought, that's all I wanted was cold, you know.
Now, when y'all grate a lot of cheese and use, do you grate your cheese ahead of time and freeze it?
Okay. Well, no, we don't freeze it. We have not made it that advanced yet.
Okay.
But we will grate and keep it in a Tupperware in the refrigerator because we use it so fast.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
We do not worry about it going bad, like, ever.
See, because I'll grate mine and stick it in the freezer.
Yes, my mama freezes her cheese. And that's kind of how we grew up. And it was fine, except on taco night. We were eating, like, frozen cheese on taco night.
Well, see, it's funny you said that because I'll cook off ground beef and go ahead and mix it up for tacos because Addison loves a quesadilla with the taco meat, lots of cheese on it, and sour cream
on it. And you freeze it mixed up with the taco, or you just
keep
it in the
fridge?
No, I just
keep it, but I'll freeze the meat separately from the cheese.
Yeah.
And then that way I can just pop out a little bit.
That's a great idea.
Because, you know, we want our kids to eat healthy, but it doesn't mean you have to sit down and do a hot meal every night.
And stand in the kitchen for an hour.
Yes.
No. I mean,
yes.
no one can physically do that.
They can have cereal and milk and fruit.
That's right.
Or a sandwich and fruit.
We talk about this all the time. Because we meal plan on Thursdays inside my membership. It's called Meal Plan Thursday. Okay. And I think it's a great way to just get ahead for the next week.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Before your Sunday stress panicked about Monday, right?
Yep.
And so I'm like, just plan it. It can be cereal and milk. It can be pizza. It can, like, whatever it is, just having the plan gives you that like exhale to know, okay, I'm serving food to my people. I'm not going to eat out of stress, out of emotion, out of, you know, last minute impulse type thing. You can still plan to eat cereal and not feel a thing about it. Like, you feel proud. Hey, I planned for cereal on Wednesday, and baby, we had cereal on Wednesday. And
Taco Tuesday,
Taco
Wednesday
Tuesday.
Cereal.
Yes, literally tonight, we're recording this on a Tuesday. Tonight, the girls and I will have cereal because Sarah Mason has dance late. Jess is out of town. We will get home. They are pumped. They know it's coming. We will get home and we will have cereal and we'll go to bed. And you know what? We're all healthy people.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, you know, we can plan meals and make it to where it's not bad. I keep chili, spaghetti sauce that I cook. I'll cook extra and freeze.
Mm-hmm. And just pull it out for whatever you need. You know, it doesn't have to be. And that's just another kind of going back to my rant earlier about just everybody's opinions on the internet. A lot of people on the internet have made us feel like healthy looks like a gourmet, you know, super complex, lots of colorful veggies kind of meal every night. And that's not reality. It's not reality for so many of us. And so then we can feel really guilty about that. And that's not you don't want to walk out of shame around your health, you know.
And it's okay to eat leftovers two or three
that's
nights
right.
a week if
that's
your family
right.
will eat it.
That's right. That's
I've
right.
taken leftover meatloaf and chopped it up and then put it on a stuffed baked potato with cooked broccoli.
Wow, that was a good one.
Yep.
Good job, Donna.
So, you know, I don't throw anything away at my house. I use it all.
Just need you to come live with us because I'm just tossing things left and right.
Oh, not me. I save it all because, you know, you can use so many things.
That's right.
In the same way, like when milk usually will last several days after the expiration date, especially if you keep it in the back of the refrigerator on the lower shelf where it's coldest.
Right.
But then even when it, you know, does start to ferment a little bit, starts to go a little bad, I'll use it in my cornbread.
Oh, that's smart. I'm like, if she's going to say she's drinking this, I'm going to turn this
podcast off. I want my milk to be cold and good.
Tastes good, yeah. Okay, your last question for me, and then we will wrap this up.
Okay, my last question for you is, what ice cream do you like the best?
So, I think I am, now I really love to go to Kroger or whatever and like pick out the little Ben and Jerry's pints. You know, there's so many like different flavors and stuff. But my flavor that I gravitate towards is cookies and cream. Almost always. I'm a child. Cookies and cream or chocolate chip cookie dough are going to be my favorites.
Okay.
Pretty much.
That's kind of plain. Okay.
It is kind of plain. It is kind of. It's definitely not cherry vanilla or pistachio.
No, it's not. But that's okay. You don't have to have the weird kind.
That's right.
And, you know, any of it could be added to milk and you could make a milkshake out of it, too.
That's right. Now, so that is, Jess will make, he makes us Oreo milkshakes. The girls beg every night, but he makes them probably once every other week for all of us, you know, and I always get, he splits one between the two of them, and then he splits one between him and I. And so I always get just a little milkshake at night whenever he makes
That's so
it.
Sweet of him.
It is. And you know what? I'm not stressing about my weight. I'm getting my dairy. And, you know, it's all a balance. And so,
you know, because if you just eat healthy every day,
that's
you
right.
don't have to worry about it and be physically active.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry. And even if you went over a little bit that day with that milkshake your sweet husband made for you, then whatever, you know.
It's better to have a husband who knows it. You appreciate him doing
That's
that
right.
than not.
That's right. All right, Donna Speed, I am so glad to have had you
Thank
today.
Thank you for letting me come
y'all,
and do this.
I know. I told her we would do 30 minutes, y'all, and we're pushing 45 over here. So
okay.
I knew we would go long. But Yeah, if you want, tell them if they want to learn more about milk, yes, what do they do?
You need to go to thedairyalliance.com. Mm-hmm. On our website, we have recipes, information. If you want to print out information, if you're a school teacher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do have a lot of teachers, a lot of nurses too.
Yeah, well, we have information on there that you can print out and use, especially with school teachers. And even, you don't have to be a school teacher, but we have Adopt a Cow. Now, that's closed right now, but come next fall, we'll have it to where classrooms can adopt a cow. They adopt a baby calf.
So what do they get to do? To kind of watch it grow up?
They get to watch it grow up. They get a newsletter from the farmer.
Stop it.
One of the teachers last week said, oh, our class loves our calf. And we even have talked to the farmer directly. We FaceTimed him.
Oh, that is so cool.
So there's a lot of fun things that you can do. And like, you can do dairy farm tours, mm-hmm, you know, on there, on our website.
Virtual, right?
And we are also looking at possibly having a STEM virtual dairy farm tour for STEM teachers.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and also, you guys, if you have any questions specifically that you would like to ask about dairy, you know where to find me at Perfect Fit Nutrition on Facebook, Instagram, or perfectfitnutrition.com. Donna Speed and I, we stay in conversation, so any questions you shoot our way, I can always follow up with her if I don't know the answer. I hope you guys enjoyed this dairy talk as much as Donna and I did. And remember to say grace. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya.